Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. House investigators with the January 6th panel have issued a subpoena to House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. The step is extraordinary and with little precedent. For his part, McCarthy said he found out about it from reporters, but he doesn't give much credence to the special panel.
I have not seen a subpoena. I guess they sent it to you guys before they sent it to me. Look, my view on the committee has not changed. They're not conducting a legitimate investigation. It seems as though they just want to go after their political opponents.
Also subpoenaed by the panel to answer questions about the insurrection, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, Pennsylvania Republican Scott Perry, Andy Biggs of Arizona, and Mo Brooks of Alabama. The January 6th committee is preparing for a series of public hearings this summer. A 21-year-old soldier in Ukrainian custody will become the first Russian service member to stand trial on a charge of war crimes. NPR's Anya Kamenets reports the soldier is accused of murdering an unarmed civilian.
Ukraine's Prosecutor General Irina Venediktova said in a statement Wednesday that Sergeant Vadim Shishimarin fired a Kalashnikov rifle from a stolen car, killing a 62-year-old man in the Sumy region of northeastern Ukraine on February 28th. The sergeant faces from 10 to 15 years or life in prison. Venediktova has announced that her office has identified more than 10,000 war crimes and hundreds of suspects in the 11-week-old conflict. Last month, they charged 10 Russian soldiers in absentia for atrocities allegedly committed in Bucha. Anya Kamenets, Lviv, Ukraine.
Scientists have unveiled the first image of the supermassive black hole at the center of our Milky Way galaxy. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports it looks like a fuzzy orange donut.
Astronomers had seen stars at the center of our galaxy orbiting around something 4 million times more massive than our sun, and they thought it was a black hole. A global network of telescopes that's together called the Event Horizon Telescope has spent years working to get the first direct image. It shows a ring of glowing gas around a dark central circle, the invisible black hole from which nothing, not even light, can escape. It's similar to an image the research group released in 2019 of a far more massive black hole in a different galaxy. Researchers say these images are in very close agreement with what Albert Einstein's theory of gravity predicts, but there's still a ways to go to fully understand these strange cosmic beasts. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
The Labor Department reported today that wholesale prices rose last month, a painful 11% over April of last year. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 103 points, settling at 31,370. The S&P 500 lost 13%. This is NPR News. President Biden today met with manufacturers and retailers of baby formula in the U.S. Families find themselves in a search for the products, swapping, selling, and offering leftover supplies to each other. Supply chain disruptions and a safety recall have created the problem. Panicked Chinese residents have been cleaning out Beijing grocery stores this week. Parts of the city have been under lockdown because of a small Omicron variant outbreak. NPR's Emily Feng has more.
The slowly growing numbers of COVID cases have fueled rumors that Beijing would enter a three-day shutdown. That's led to another wave of panic buying that paralyzed food delivery companies and emptied stores of fresh produce. Much of the city's 22 million residents have had to get daily PCR tests as part of a mass testing campaign to identify every single coronavirus case. Public spaces like restaurants and schools remain closed. But so far, China's capital city has managed to avoid a full-blown lockdown like the ongoing closure of Shanghai. That's now in its seventh week. Emily Fang, NPR News.
Longshot Kentucky Derby winner Rich Strike will skip the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown. Owner Rich Dawson says the plan is to give the champion enough time to rest before the third leg at Belmont. As a result, Rich Strike will be taking a pass on the Preakness. Dawson said today that with the excitement of winning the Derby, there was a lot of discussion about entering the Preakness, but the team thought it was better for the horse to rest before the Belmont. Wall Street, the S&P 500 lost 0.13%. This is NPR News in Washington.